You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What do you got to tell me?
I don't want to brag, but I'm down.
Yeah, you do.
I'm down.
Yes, you do. Go ahead.
I'm down 8 pounds, ladies. The fat's just melting off of me, Dom. This happens, though. When I get in the zone with a project or something around the house, that's all my focus, that's all my effort, and I don't stop to eat.
Anymore.
I don't stop to eat. I'm not snacking. I'm just focused on the work, and you know, it's been great because it's also been extremely hot outside, so I'm just sweating the pounds away. And yeah, I'm down 8 pounds, and
so it's water weight.
It could be a lot of water weight. Yeah, it's sure.
Look, you look slim and trim, my friend. You look like a Greek god.
Do I?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I feel good. I'm like, you know what? I feel like I might actually have a decent summer where I look halfway good. You know, not that I'm going to show it off or anything. I never take my shirt off. But I feel like, yeah, if I stick with this and actually just add some exercising onto this now, that I'm going to be finely tuned for the summer.
It'll be totally wasted because you won't be able to go to a pool or anything.
That's true. It's really true. I guess, Nick Nack can enjoy it, I guess. But
lucky her.
Lucky her. It's funny because I was, going to talk about this today, and then I came in this morning, and there's this story in the news that's saying half of people who exercise have just given up on having a beach body this year.
Yeah.
Because, like what you said, you're not going to be going to a pool. You're not going on vacation. You're not going to a beach. They're just saying, what's the point right now of working out and trying to look good? Because you're not going to go anywhere.
I guess they've forgotten the point that it's a health issue.
It is that. There is that.
What's the point? I should just kill myself.
This story says the average person has gained about 5 pounds in lockdown. So they're five pounds heavier than what they were a couple months ago, and they feel like they'll never get their pre-quarantine body back. It's just too late for me. I can't never give it back.
It's only been a couple of months.
Just a couple of months. Get on a treadmill. Ugh. They say mostly because we're eating more comfort foods right now. Carbs, pasta, sweets, and white bread is on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. I've been craving some white bread.
So, for the first part of everything, I put on weight. Mm-hmm. And I just got so disgusted with myself that 3 weeks ago, I was like, this has got to be a lifestyle change, not a one-time change. I just really have to do, like the experts say, do a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it takes, a week or so for you to get past any kind of cravings. And after 2 weeks, you're fine. And now it's 3 weeks later. And I can honestly say, I don't feel like I'm missing. I walked into the kitchen yesterday and Gretch and Zoe, her daughter, the two of them had made a chocolate cake. And to go, because they had extra batter left, they had made cupcakes, which to me, that's no temptation whatsoever, because I don't like cupcakes, but it was this chocolate cake. And I said, oh, did you make one of those sugar-free low-carb cakes? She goes, no, this is the full Monty right here. This has got
it all. It's foolproof. It's 90 proof.
But Jeremy, I was able to walk past. I was like, yeah, it looks really good. And I just kept on going. And she says, because I didn't want to get on a scale a month ago.
Yeah.
I was like, it'd be too depressing. Mm-hmm. So I didn't. So I've just done this without, keeping a log of where I am. But she last night, she goes, I don't care what you say. She goes, you're down 10 pounds. She goes, I can tell just from, putting my arm around you that you've made a lot of progress. I'm like, okay, good. Because my goal is to get back to my wedding weight.
Right. Yeah. You were in good shape.
I was in pretty good shape at my wedding. And so now I'm going to get back. I probably.
Which wedding?
Hold on. Let me give you a ding. What wedding was I in my best shape? I'd say the seventh one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It's probably my best for the seventh wedding.
That's funny.
No, but I mean, I think I'll be there here before too much longer. I know the shirt I'm wearing today, I put this shirt on, I don't know, a little over a month ago, and I was like, God, it feels really tight.
And the now buttons were stretched.
Yeah, now it feels almost normal. So,
how's your alcohol level? Because this story is not only talking about the white bread and pasta, but they said the alcohol consumption with people is really leading to the weight gain. Have you cut out that? Because I know you were having your nightly Jack and Coke or whatever you were having.
Yeah,
your bullet rye.
I have a whiskey diet, bullet rye and diet, and a few other things. zero in 3 weeks.
No alcohol in 3 weeks?
I have had not a sip of alcohol in three and a half weeks. I was like, all that's going to do is put weight on me.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just not going to do it. And, you know, I'm walking every day and doing that, so I feel good. I'm never going to be as chiseled as you because you started out already with a Greek god's body, and I'm not going to be able to
stuff.
I'm not going to be able to catch up to that. But just as long as, you know, I'm not
a frumpy dumpling.
Yeah, I don't want to be at risk of a freaking heart attack or anything. So
there is that. That's a big thing, man.
So that's good. And yeah, and I saw that story that you're talking about. You know, there's a flip side to it, too, that maybe we can cover in our trend. In fact, I think I will. I'll make a note for our trending report. There's a sale of something that has gone up.
Yeah.
With all of this that we're talking about. And it's not cheap. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about a Peloton bike, which we can also talk about later. But there's sales of something that have skyrocketed in the last month or so. And it's really interesting. So we'll get into that and a little bit more with a trending report coming up on the Dom and Jeremy Show.